Washington, D.C. It got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media.
You are fake news.
A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's Live and Local Now for a Thursday, inching ever closer to the weekend. I am so excited because Wayne Allen Root will join us. Different time than normal. Normally he's on with us at 10 o'clock. He's going to join us at 11 o'clock today. Wayne Allen Root. Michael Shouse will join us from NPRI about 10 o'clock. Matt Bellis, we are in the midst of open enrollment. What does it all mean to you? Matt Bellis from Liberty Health Share will join us coming up in just a bit. First, though, want to check in with our buddy Liz Harrington, the national spokesperson for the Republican National Committee, who joins us from the swamp, from our nation's capital. Liz, good morning.
Good morning.
I got to tell you, I finally had enough. Fiona Hill was about all I could take, and I finally tuned out today. I went to watch sports instead of CNN or Fox News. I couldn't take any more of this. Is the nation doing the same thing I'm doing?
Yeah, absolutely. And they've seen this movie how many times before? And, you know, at a certain point, it's a dud, and it's a blockbuster that wasn't. That was the headline that the New York Times ran for Robert Mueller's testimony back in July. And so after, you know, years of this nonsense, of trying to overturn the results of 2016, people have long since tuned out because it all turned out to be a lie, and it's the same playbook that they're deploying right now. And this case, they've just moved over to Ukraine. So people are tuning out. People are living their lives. People are focused on, you know, working hard and providing for their families and doing well in this booming economy. And Washington is utterly consumed with this fixation. Another perfect example of how out of touch Washington is with the rest of the country when we have 3 weeks left that the House is in session this year. And what are they doing? They're not bringing USMCA to the floor. They're not doing anything on the border, on jobs, on health care, on infrastructure. No, it's all impeachment all the time in search of a crime. It's an absolute farce, and people are really wondering, when is Congress going to start doing the work that they were elected to do and do the work of the American people?
Liz Harrington joining us from the Republican National Committee, the national spokesperson for that organization. The impeachment hearings have been huge for the RNC. Am I right? Did you have a huge October fundraising?
Yes, another record. We brought in over $25 million. I can't say the same for the DNC, which had to quietly drop their fundraising totals for October in the middle of a Democrat debate. They wanted nobody to notice that they have almost as much debt that they brought in last month. But no, we're bringing in so much because people are so tired of this. They're so fed up, and we have unprecedented fundraising totals in an off year going into an election next year. I mean, it's just unprecedented. We haven't seen it. And since Nancy Pelosi announced her impeachment by press conference, a cave to the radical left that's been calling for impeachment since this president was sworn in, we've had 75,000 new people sign up to volunteer and support the Trump campaign and the RNC. That is a huge number, and it shows how this is really already backfiring on the Democrats when you see they're overreaching here when they have no evidence, no facts on their side, and people are fed up. They see it. They see through the dirty tricks that the Democrats have pulled for over 3 years, and they've had enough, and they're getting off the sidelines and they're getting involved.
Well, and it's one thing, Liz, to cut a check or give a credit card number over the phone and make a donation. It's another thing to say, I'm going to spend one night a week, two nights a week on a phone bank, walking a neighborhood, knocking on doors. The volunteer numbers just blow me away.
Absolutely. And it is so organic, and it's just unprecedented. And, you know, people are just, they've seen a president who's been under unrelenting attack for doing exactly what he said he was going to do. And that's what the amazing thing is. People had been jaded by politics. They were jaded by business as usual in Washington. And here you have someone coming in from the outside. He says, I'm going to drain the swamp. I'm going to put America first. I'm going to get better trade deals. Did that. I'm going to get this economy booming again. Did that. I'm going to defeat ISIS in Syria. Did that. I mean, he's changed the rules of engagement there. On every single front, he's following through. I want to root out corruption. We're sick and tired of these politicians who've never created a job in their life, shipped our jobs overseas, and yet use their power and influence to enrich themselves and their families. And that's what we're talking about here. That's the entire scandal is all about corrupt people in Washington who've used their power and influence to sell out the United States. And that is what President Trump has been exposing from day one. And meanwhile, he's working every single day on issues that actually matter to the American people. And people see that. So they're getting off the sidelines. They're getting involved. They're getting skin in the game because they see what's happening. They see a president finally fighting for the country every single day, and people want to get involved and fight for our country too, because this is a really despicable attack that the Democrats have deployed, and they are trying to silence us. They're trying to take away our votes less than a year away from the next presidential election. We're not going to let that happen.
Again, Liz Harrington joining us, national spokesperson for the Republican National Committee, joining us from our nation's capital. And I got to ask you, because 10 Democrat presidential wannabes got together in Atlanta last night on, of all places, MSNBC, the network nobody watches. And I'm curious what you thought. Did you see anything new last night from the 10 Democrat presidential wannabes?
No, it was such a snore. It was so boring. And, you know, it was the same old tired socialist policies. And you have Elizabeth Warren promising to use her charter and taxpayer dollars to tear down existing border wall. And these are how extreme this party has become. And then, oh, the new rising star, who's no moderate, even though the media is trying to pretend he is, Pete Buttigieg. He, you know, what he's promising is a better era for the American people. He never accomplished a better era for the constituents of South Bend. Crime is up. He's got scandal after scandal over there. And you know who has ushered in a better era for Americans? President Trump. And that's a thing you can't hear mentioned on that debate stage by any of these candidates. They don't touch the economy. They don't talk about wages rising. They don't talk about unemployment being a historic low for African Americans, Hispanic Americans, generational lows for women, minority women winning in this economy again. They can't touch it. They can't touch the fact that this economy is booming because of the direct result of the policies put in place, the free market, pro-growth policies that this president put in place. And then what do the Democrats say? Oh, they're just going to vow to destroy it. They're just going to confiscate wealth. Elizabeth Warren's railing against anyone who's ever lived the American dream and reached the highest heights you can get. Democrats don't like that. They said, no, 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 we want a say over that. We don't want you to get, we're going to decide. We're going to limit what you can do and what your potential is. It's really troubling when you hear the radical ideas that Democrats are embracing on those debate stages, but they can't touch the fundamental issue about what American people care about, and it's this booming economy. And every idea that they put forth would absolutely destroy it.
Well, and would break the bank. I mean, we're talking about 20, 30, $40 trillion. Our economy could never, ever, ever take it. You know what bothers me more, Liz, as I watch these debates? As you mentioned, they never want to talk about the economy, all the good things that are happening, the wage growth, you know, the African American community, the Hispanic community, record unemployment. This incredible. But what is worse is you don't even have the MSNBC moderators, so-called moderators. I call them cheerleaders. You don't have the moderators even asking about it.
Right. There's like no questions on anything that actually matters to people, on any of the fundamental economic success we've seen, on any fact-checking of these insane socialist takeovers. I mean, here you have the debate in the Democrat Party right now is whether to spend $32 trillion kicking us all off our health care and forcing us onto a government-run plan, or whether to go Elizabeth Warren's route and spend $52 trillion. I mean, this is how extreme it is. And the fact remains, there's not enough money in the world. That's been the fundamental truth about socialist policies from the beginning, is at a certain point you run out of other people's money. And there's not enough money to fund any of these socialist pipe dreams. And we haven't even gotten to the Green New Deal, so-called, which is even more extreme. And it's the government telling every aspect of your life, what you drive, what you eat, where you live, everything would be under government control. And it's so antithetical to our founding. It's so anti-American. And it's something we just have to reject. And it's something that's getting hardly any attention, by the way. None of these Democrats are getting any attention today because the Democrats are so consumed in their hatred against this president and this phony impeachment. I mean, it's absolutely amazing, which ties back in together, because why aren't they talking about the debate last night? Because it's not impressive, and they're clearly not confident in any one of those candidates and their chances of defeating President Trump, because none of them can, and that's why they're going down this path, because they have no idea how to beat President Trump at the ballot box.
Again, Liz Harrington joining us, national spokesperson for the Republican National Committee, in our final, what I call lightning round part. I know Chris Wallace was on Fox News this morning, and he was touting the notion of, instead of impeachment, that the House would vote censure of the president. First of all, have you heard anything about that, or is that just Chris Wallace pipe dreaming?
I only heard it from the one source as well, just the headline. But if there's any truth to it, I think it kind of goes in line to Nancy Pelosi's dilemma here, which is she caved to Adam Schiff, she caved to the radical left, but without having seen any evidence, taking Adam Schiff's word from his registered Democrat leaker in the CIA when it was a bunch of hearsay gossip nonsense. It wasn't true. And so now they've moved forward with this, and she's repeated it again today. Oh, the president's guilty, but we haven't decided whether we're going to impeach him yet. I mean, that's a textbook definition of a show trial. But this is her problem. She doesn't want to lose her gavel. That's what she cares about. She doesn't care about doing the work for the American people. She cares about her power. And she knows that clearly impeachment has never been high on the list of actual priorities for American voters, especially in swing states and especially in districts where President Trump won in 2016. That support is dropping like a rock. And that's her problem. So if they try to backtrack, it's going to be something to see. But they're already on the record. They've already wasted so much of our hard-earned taxpayer dollars and so much of our time chasing this next Democrat-concocted conspiracy theory. And they're on the record of that, and they've let their constituents down, and we're going to hold them accountable.
Two quick questions. USMCA, the new trade deal, which I think is going to be great and which seems to have bipartisan support. Nancy Pelosi, just an hour or so ago at her regular Thursday session, her photo op, ended up saying she doesn't think there's time before the end of the year to get USMCA. The president's been talking about it for months now. Is there any way to fast track this that you know of?
So that's the key thing. Her admitting there's no time for this. That means she has no time for the American people, for something that has negotiated a year ago. It's been sitting, waiting for her to bring it to the floor for 11 months, and she refuses to do it. Because why? Because it will further improve our great economy. It will shore up our manufacturing even more. It'll help our farmers. It's bipartisan. It's an amazing new deal to get rid of NAFTA and get a proper equal footing with Mexico and Canada. They've already agreed to it. It's an incredible deal, and she's completely stalled it. And it just shows she's not interested. Democrats are not interested in doing anything that would actually help American workers. And that's what's so appalling about this. But it looks like it's not going to be, it's all up to Nancy Pelosi. She could bring it to the floor. She could have brought it to the floor yesterday. She could bring it now. She hasn't done that. There's less than 3 weeks left. The House will be in session this year. And it doesn't look like there's any hope of that happening, which is such a shame and such a disgrace that the Democrats are doing, and how they're wasting our time and not actually legislating and doing what they were elected to do. It's really, really, really sad.
Liz, always great visiting with you. Thank you so much. Have a great weekend. I know the president's going to be on the road in Florida next week for a rally speech. We'll talk with maybe you then, get a little preview look. Thank you so much. Always good to visit with you.
Always good to be with you. Thanks, Kevin.
Liz Harrington, national spokesperson for the Republican National Committee, joining us live and local now.
Hi, this is Diamond and Silk. If you can see mountains in Nevada, listen to Kevin Wall on the Nevada Talk Network.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. We're happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you get to choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $199 a month for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's mom, dad, and all the kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control over healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Our U.S. Constitution is amazing. It's full of what's called negative rights, designed to protect us from the corrupt powers of a dictatorship.
Like our right to worship our own God, not some official state religion.
Our right to prevent the government from seizing our property without paying fair market value for it.
Or our right to be tried by a jury of our peers, people like us, not by some star tribunal.
And that's why America has become the richest, most just society in the world.
Other countries force so-called positive rights onto their citizens. These enable one group to take from another group their free speech, money, and choice by using government force. Socialists love wielding this power over people.
Sometimes we take our freedoms for granted, but we can lose our Bill of Rights and our Constitution and become like Venezuela or North Korea, failed, brutal socialist regimes.
We need your help to spread the good news about our amazing U.S. Constitution. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
For years now, I've been telling you about the great smooth taste of real water. Real water is simply awesome. Well, Real Water has upped its game again. Now with the Real Water Concentrate, you can get Real Water anytime, anywhere, on the go. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into real water. Basically, the concentrate adds trillions of extra electrons, turning your water into an alkaline, electron-abundant powerhouse. And you can put the Real Water Concentrate in your coffee, tea, or juice. Heck, it even improves cheap wine. I challenge you to give it the taste test. You will be amazed. And now you can get a free bottle of Real Water Concentrate. That's right, free. All you have to do is pay the small shipping and handling fee. Call 702-381-1217. Tell them Kevin Wall sent you and get your free bottle. That's 702-381-1217. Or go to kevinwallradio.com. Click on the Real Water picture on the top right of the homepage. That's kevinwallradio.com.
Your Vegas Golden Knights hockey pregame begins tonight at 6:30, right here where Nevada comes to talk. Making radio great again, an official radio station of the Vegas Golden Knights.
I'd like to take this opportunity to thank Kevin Wall for giving the world the wake-up call it so badly needs.
The weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, make it so. Make it so. Make it so. Man, it doesn't show signs of stopping. And I brought me some tea, Earl Grey, hot.
I love it. I love it. What is it? 4 inches of snow? 4 inches of snow overnight in Ely. And we got a ton of rain here in southern Nevada. It looks like winter is here. I got up this morning, got to my car, and it was like 47 degrees. This hour of Live and Local Now brought to you by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable health care option that allows you to enroll any time of the year, even today. $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, just $529 for a family that's mom and dad and all the kids. Call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY, or visit lightyourliberty.com. Coming up, highlights from last night's, or maybe they should be called lowlights, of the Democrat presidential wannabes last night. Some of the stuff was just flat out funny. We'll get to that more coming up. They didn't intend it to be, but it was. More to come as we continue Live and Local Now.
Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again.
It's green chili season at Taco Time.
It's chili season everywhere, my friend. I'm freezing.
No, green chili as in chili sauce.
More like purple chili as in I'm turning purple.
You're not getting it. Green chili season at Taco Time means you get their fresh-made, handcrafted, tangy green chili sauce on your choice of three different items. The green chili burrito, green chili chimichanga, even a green chili enchilada.
That sounds delicious, but I'd rather get them hot.
Oh boy.
Green chili menu items for a limited time only at Taco Time. Get them while they're hot.
Hi, I'm Charlie Jones, here with your invitation to join me 9 to midnight, Sunday through Thursday, right here where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again. Beginning at 9 p.m., I'll lay it all out. We'll digest the news of the day, keep an eye on world events, take a hard look at those pesky social issues, and dial in a good, sharp focus on the ever-changing American news landscape and mix in your perceptions and observations from your phone calls. So tell your friends I'm here tonight and I want to talk to you. 9 p.m. to midnight, Sunday through Thursday, right here where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Another public hearing held in the impeachment inquiry into President Trump and some dealings he had with Ukraine. One of the witnesses this morning, Fiona Hill, a former Security Council official. In her opening statement, she talks about the idea of withholding foreign aid money as a way to exert pressure on a nation, which Democrats allege the president did with Ukraine.
If the president or anyone else impedes or subverts the national security of the United States in order to further domestic political or personal interests, that's more than worthy of your attention. But we must not let domestic politics stop us from defending ourselves against the foreign powers who truly wish us harm.
A lockdown at Joint Base San Antonio's Camp Bullis this morning has been lifted. There is no clear information on what happened, but they do say a suspect's in custody. And this is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy. Some uncle I never knew called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars. And they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-631-9241. 800-631-9241. That's 800-631-9241.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225. NMLS number 1136.
Let us know what's on your mind. Email NevadaTalkNet@gmail.com or call 775-293-1875.
You know, on second thought.
Yes?
I really can't stay.
But baby, it's cold outside.
I've got to go away.
But baby, it's cold outside.
This evening has been
hoping that you drop
so
in.
So very nice.
I'll hold your hands. They're just like ice.
My mother will.
I just love this. 4 inches of snow in Ely. We have reports of snow around the state. We've had extensive rain here in the Las Vegas Valley. It's been amazing. Just the last 24 to 48 hours have been, from a weather perspective, just very, very bizarre. It's hello, winter's here. This hour of Live and Local Now brought to you in part by Sterling Credit Group. In just 90 days, the folks at Sterling Credit Group can repair your credit score and repair your life. And they back that claim up with a 100% money-back guarantee. Call Sterling Credit Group right now. They're waiting for your call at 833-91-LEND-1. That's 833-91-LEND-1. Or check them out at sterlinggroup.net/fitnessfinance. Now, last night in Atlanta, it was the Democrat presidential wannabes all getting together. And this is bizarre stuff. No, it really is. There was a mini catfight that was created. Kamala Harris from the People's Republic of California went after Hawaiian-born Tulsi Gabbard. And I want you to listen to how nasty it got last night in Atlanta. And remember, these are both Democrats. They supposedly are on the same team. Listen to this.
It's unfortunate that we have someone on the stage who is attempting to be the Democratic nominee for President of the United States, who during the Obama administration spent 4 years full-time on Fox News criticizing President Obama.
That's ridiculous.
Criticizing people on this stage as affiliated with the Democratic Party. When Donald Trump was elected, not even sworn in, buddied up to Steve Bannon to get a meeting with Donald Trump in the Trump Tower, fails to call a war criminal by what he is as a war criminal, and then spends full time during the course of this campaign, again, criticizing the Democratic Party. What we need on the stage in November is someone who has the ability to win. And by that, we need someone on that stage who has the ability to go toe-to-toe with Donald Trump, and someone who has the ability to rebuild the Obama coalition and bring the party and the nation together. I believe I am that candidate.
Thank you, Senator. Congresswoman Gabbard, I'll give you a chance to respond.
What Senator Harris is doing is unfortunately continuing to traffic in lies and smears and innuendos because she cannot challenge the substance of the argument that I'm making, the leadership and the change that I'm seeking to bring in our foreign policy, which only makes me guess that she will, as president, continue the status quo, continue the Bush-Clinton-Trump foreign policy of regime change war, which is deeply destructive. This is personal to me because I served in Iraq. I left my seat in the state legislature in Hawaii, volunteered to deploy to Iraq, where I served in a medical unit where every single day I saw the terribly high human cost of war. I take very seriously the responsibility that the president has to serve as commander-in-chief, to lead our armed forces, and to make sure always, no, I'm not going to put party interests first. I will put the
Thank you, Congresswoman. I want to briefly give Senator Harris a final second to respond.
I believe that what our nation needs right now is a nominee who can speak to all people. I spent my entire career standing mostly in a courtroom speaking five words, Kamala Harris for the people. And it was about all the people, regardless of their race, regardless of their gender, regardless of where they live geographically, regardless of the party with which they're registered to vote or the language their grandmother speaks. We need someone on this debate stage in November who has the ability to unify the country and to win the election.
There you have it. Kamala Harris and Tulsi Gabbard in a little political catfight. There were some legitimate, I guess you'd call them policy differences, that did come up last night. What you heard before was just a political catfight. But there were public policy differences. For instance, on the issue of Medicare for All, we're going to go to cut seven. Bernie Sanders and Joe Biden are at opposite ends of the political spectrum relative to what they're calling Medicare for All. Joe Biden, over the months, has evolved to a position where he wants to keep Obamacare and build upon it. Bernie Sanders wants to burn it down and go to single payer. Short of that, he's pitching his Medicare for All. And remember, he wrote the bill. Here it is, Bernie Sanders, Joe Biden last night on the debate stage in Atlanta.
Do you describe your campaign, including your plans for Medicare for All, as a political revolution?
Yes.
President Obama explicitly said the country is, quote, less revolutionary than it is interested in improvement. The average American doesn't think we have to completely tear down the system and remake it, end quote. Is President Obama wrong?
No, he's right. We don't have to tear down the system. But we do have to do what the American people want. And the American people understand today that the current healthcare system is not only cruel, it is dysfunctional. Now you tell me how we have a system in which we spend twice as much as do the people of any other country, and yet we got 87 million uninsured, underinsured. In some cases, we pay 10 times more for prescription drugs as do the people of Canada or other countries. 500,000 people go bankrupt because of medically related issues. They come down with cancer, and that's a reason to go bankrupt. Now, some of the people up here think that we should not take on the insurance industry. We should not take on the pharmaceutical industry. But you know what? If you think back to FDR, and if you think back to JFK, and Harry Truman, and Barack Obama, as a matter of fact, people have been talking about health care for all. Well, you know what? I think now is the time. And in the first week of my administration, we will introduce Medicare for all. Medicare for all, that means no deductibles, no co-payments, no out-of-pocket expenses.
Senator,
that's where we got to go.
Thank you, Senator Sanders. Vice President Biden.
You know, we can do this without charging people raising $30, $40 trillion. The fact is that right now, the vast majority of Democrats do not support Medicare for all. It couldn't pass the United States Senate right now with Democrats. It couldn't pass the House. Nancy Pelosi is one of those people who then thinks it makes sense. We should build on Obamacare, provide the plan I put forward before anybody in here, adding a Medicare option in that plan, and not make people choose. Allow people to choose, I should say. But if you go the route of my two friends on my right and my left, you have to give up your private insurance. 160 million people like their private insurance. And if they don't like it, they can buy into a Medicare-like proposal in my plan. Drug prices go down, premiums go down across the board. But here's the deal. They get to choose. I trust the American people to make a judgment what they believe is in their interest and not demand of them what the insurance companies. They want no competition, and my friends say you have to only go Medicare for all.
Our editorial board making some editorial judgments. And again, this was 10 candidates made the stage. There will be another debate. The next debate will be December 19th. And I'm not exactly sure where, but I'll get that for you here in just a couple minutes. But the next debate is December 19th. Will some of the people that are on the stage last night, will they still be around on December 19th? I mean, this always comes down to one thing. When does the money run out? You have to pay your campaign manager. You have to pay some of your staff. You have to pay for airline tickets or chartered aircraft. I mean, you got to do all of that. Now, one of the things that I thought was pretty interesting, and that is Cory Booker challenging Joe Biden. I don't have time to get it in this segment, but we'll do it in our next segment. Cory Booker, who's sitting at about, I want to say 2%, he needed a home run. He needed a grand slam. I'm not sure that he got it, but he certainly got some FaceTime challenging Joe Biden, who is the national leader of the pack. We'll get to that and a whole lot more coming up as we continue. It is Thursday. Don't forget, coming up, top of the hour, Michael Shouse from NPRI, Matt Bellis from Liberty HealthShare. We are in the midst of open enrollment. That means that you probably have a lot of questions. And Wayne Allen Root, normally at 10 o'clock, pushed back to 11 o'clock. That's all straight ahead as we continue live and local now.
Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again. The official radio stations of the Vegas Golden Knights.
I'm Byron Bergeron, and I'm a lawyer. Now, I know that people don't like lawyers, but think of it like this. I'm here to level the playing field so you get a fair shake. Let me give you an example. You get into a wreck. Your insurance company wants you to think it represents you, and its priority is your best interest. You know, good hands. The truth is, its priority is its checkbook. And its shareholders. If it's to their advantage, they will throw you under the bus so fast you'll think the mayhem guy in the TV commercial is driving. I have only one client, you, and I can keep these companies in line because I have only one shareholder to answer to, me. I answer my own phone. I return my own phone calls, and other than my wife and two babies, the most important people in the world are my clients. 775-229-3736. 775-229-3736. When you need the field leveled so you can get a fair shake, call me.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit, and 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-712-8087. 800-712-8087. 800-712-8087. That's 800-712-8087.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-223-3831. 800-223-3831. 800-223-3831. That's 800-223-3831.
Are payday loans ruining your life? Do you want control over your money again? If you have two or more payday loan cash advances, listen closely. You may be eligible for a program payday loan companies don't want you to know about. A program that may help get aggressive and unfair payday loan companies out of your bank account and get you back on track to financial freedom. Payday loan companies may trap you into paying outrageously high interest rates, and they take way too much of your hard-earned money every week. We understand their tactics and know how to keep them off your back. We'll fight hard to help you regain control of your money. If you have two or more payday loan cash advances, call right now for a free consultation.
800-380-4429. 800-380-4429. 800-380-4429. That's 800-380-4429.
Let us know what's on your mind. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/NevadaTalkNet, or visit our website, nvtalk.com.
Bill Clinton. Nice guy. Got a lot of problems coming up, in my opinion, with the famous island with Jeffrey Epstein. A lot of problems.
This hour of Live and Local now brought to you by Escape Adventures. Are you and your family looking for an extended outdoor experience? Then check out Escape Adventures. Owner Jared Fisher and the pros at Escape Adventures can provide you, your family, and your business with a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Find out more at escapeadventures.com. That's escapeadventures.com. Now, last night, 10 Demo-rat presidential wannabes got together in Atlanta. Some of it was lighthearted, some of it was deadly serious, and some of it got flat out nasty. I want you to listen to Cory Booker. This is not a cat. This is Cory Booker and Joe Biden on legalizing weed. This is cut number two Cory Booker challenges the national front runner, Joe Biden, on legalizing weed. Here it is.
I wanted to return back to this issue of black voters. I have a lifetime of experience with black voters. I've been one since I was 18. Nobody on this stage should need a focus group to hear from African-American voters. Black voters are pissed off, and they're worried. They're pissed off because the only time our issues seem to be really paid attention to by politicians is when people are looking for their vote. And they're worried because the Democratic Party, we don't want to see people miss this opportunity and lose because we are nominating someone that isn't trusted, doesn't have authentic connection. And so that's what's on the ballot, and issues do matter. I have a lot of respect for the vice president. He has sworn me into my office as a hero. This week, I hear him literally say that I don't think we should legalize marijuana. I thought you might have been high when you said it. And let me tell you, because marijuana in our country is already legal for privileged people. And it's one, the war on drugs has been a war on black and brown people. Let me just say this. With more African Americans under criminal supervision in America than all the slaves since 1850, do not roll up into communities and not talk directly to issues that are going to relate to the liberation of children, because there are people in Congress right now that admit to smoking marijuana, while there are people, our kids are in jail right now for those drug crimes. And so these are the kind of issues that mean a lot to our community. And if we don't have somebody authentically, we lost the last election. Let me just give you this data example. We lost in Wisconsin because of a massive diminution, a lot of reasons, but there was a massive diminution in the African American vote. We need to have someone that can inspire, as Kamala said, to inspire African Americans to the polls at record numbers.
Thank you, Senator Booker. Vice President Biden, you can respond to that.
I'll be very brief. Number one, I think we should decriminalize marijuana, period. And I think anyone who has a record should be let out of jail. Their records expunged. It'd be completely zeroed out. But I do think it makes sense, based on data, that we should study what the long-term effects are for the use of marijuana. That's all it is. Number one, everybody gets out, record expunged. Secondly, I'm part of that Obama coalition. I come out of the black community in terms of my support. If you notice, I have more people supporting me in the black community that have announced for me because they know me. They know who I am. Three former chairs of the Black Caucus, the only African-American woman that had ever been elected to the United States Senate, a whole range of people.
No,
my point
no, that's
is,
not true. The
that's
other one
not
is
true.
Here.
I said the first African-American elected. First African-American. So my point is that one of the reasons I was picked to be vice president was because of my relationship, long-standing relationship with the black community. I was part of that coalition.
I just love that. Joe Biden continues to make a fool of himself. He tried to say the only woman in the United States Senate, and then poor Kamala Harris says, you know. Anyway, Joe Biden. I'll give you more vintage Joe Biden here. This is cut one. And this is Joe Biden convinced that he can work with the GOP in Congress. The problem is, I'm going to be honest with you, for a lot on the Democrat side, they don't want anybody that's going to work with the Republicans. Now, you may be different. And I hear from those of you all across our listening area, in SoCal, in Southern Nevada, in Ely, in Battle Mountain, I mean, Amargosa Valley. I talk with people all the time, and they don't want Democrats to be working with Republicans. And by the way, there are a lot of Republicans that don't want Republicans working with Democrats. But listen to this. This is vintage Joe Biden. Here it is from last night.
Vice President Biden, you've suggested in your campaign that if you defeat President Trump, Republicans will start working with Democrats again. But right now, Republicans in Congress, including some of whom you've worked with for decades, are demanding investigations not only of you, but also of your son. How would you get those same Republicans to work with you?
Well, look, the next president of the United States is going to have to do two things. Defeat Donald Trump, that's number one. And number two, he's going to have to be able to go into states like Georgia and North Carolina and other places and get a Senate majority. That's what I'll do. You have to ask yourself up here, who is most likely to be able to win the nomination in the first place, to win the presidency in the first place? And secondly, who is most likely to increase the number of people who are Democrats in the House and in the Senate? And by the way, I learned something about these impeachment trials. I learned, number one, that Donald Trump doesn't want me to be the nominee. That's pretty clear. He held up aid to make sure that, while at the same time, innocent people in the Donbass are getting killed by Russian soldiers. Secondly, I found out that Vladimir Putin doesn't want me to be president. So I've learned a lot about these hearings early on from these hearings that they're being held. But the bottom line is, I think we have to ask ourselves the honest question, who is most likely to do what needs to be done? Produce a Democratic majority in the United States Senate, maintain the House, and beat Trump.
He makes an interesting point. Here's another. Shut up!
I just love this. Looking ahead on the show. Very excited. Michael Shouse is in the green room even as we speak. Eating all the cinnamon raisin croissants. Don't ask me why. Yeah, but he does. He does this all the time. Michael Shouse from NPRI will join us. Matt Bellis, did you know that it's open enrollment time? What you do now, over the course of the next couple of weeks, is going to be what determines what your health care is going to be beginning January 1 of 2020. Yeah. So Matt Bellis will join us from Liberty HealthShare. Also, Wayne Allen Root at 11 o'clock.
Good. Yeah. God, he is fabulous.
We all love war, and he'll join us. And I'll find out what he thinks of Adam Schiff impeachment hearings and the general state of politics in our nation. Stick around. More to do as we continue. I'm Kevin Wall, the program live and local now.